Today I'm going to talk about monetary policy as we approach the dual mandate. And overall, the forecast that we've been seeing is not all that different from what we've been seeing for some time. We've been seeing an economy growing at 2%. We're gradually getting closer to our inflation target of 2%. And so overall, I think the economy is doing about as we were expecting about a year ago. The one thing that has changed is we're starting from a different starting point. So right now, we're much closer to full employment than we were a few years ago. The current unemployment rate at 4.8% is where the Federal Reserve SEP has us being in the long run. So at least by that measure, we're at full employment right now. In terms of inflation, it's been gradually coming up. The total PCE inflation has been coming up reasonably rapidly as oil prices have been offset. And finally, we're seeing some evidence, and we were talking a little bit at the table about commercial real estate, which is something I've talked about at other times. We're starting to see some bubbly activity in some of the asset markets, and so that also is a little bit different than a few years ago. So it's much the same in some respects, but because we're starting at a different starting point, you have to take into account that starting point is different. And whether you want to have the same kind of growth and the same kind of outcomes that we've been having over the last couple of years. So implications for monetary policy is it is likely that we should be raising rates. We've been doing it gradually. We've been doing it very gradually up to now, just once a year in December of this last year and the December before that. The SEP from the December FOMC meeting had us increasing rates by three times over the course of this year. My own view is that it is possible that we might need to do more than those three rates. So that's the median view of what the FOMC should be doing over the course of this year, at least as of data from December. But my own view is if GDP grows faster than potential, given where we are in the unemployment rate, that it may be necessary to even do more. One of the reasons why we want to do that is that we've really been quite successful at navigating through the financial crisis. It's taken us a very long time to get to the point where we're at full employment. We're approaching our 2% inflation target. The last thing I want to do is go to such a point in labor markets that we lose some of that hard-earned improvement in the economy. And so one reason for wanting to gradually raise rates is to make sure that we continue to have a sustainable recovery. If we overshoot on the unemployment rate, my concern would be that we would actually be shortening the recovery as a result. So let me turn to some data. I think everybody in the room is pretty familiar with the initial claims. But I'm starting with initial claims because, one, it really does show what kind of an improvement we've had over this recovery period. Everybody knows that it's not all that difficult to find a job relative to where we were a few years ago. And I think it is relevant to take a look and see where we were prior to the recession, compare where we are on initial claims right now. And with initial claims so low, well below where we were prior to the recovery, it's an indication that we're not seeing a lot of layoffs. And in fact, we are seeing workers much more comfortable with labor markets than they were before. So the quits rate is one measure of how the labor force is starting to think about the economy. As workers become more confident of their job prospects, they become more willing to quit their job. In some ways, that is the mechanical way that we end up getting wages to increase. If you're an employer and a number of your employees are going for higher wages and quitting your job and moving to another employer, you're forced to start raising wages to make sure that you don't lose the employees that you have. So the quits rate, I think, actually is an important indicator of how workers are seeing the labor market. And I think it is evidence that workers are starting to see the labor market as more robust. So this shows you a graph of the quits rate. Not surprisingly, during the middle of the recession, the quits rate dropped quite dramatically. People were much more concerned about losing jobs than they were about getting higher wages at that time. But as the unemployment rate has come down, people are much more comfortable thinking about quitting their jobs in order to improve their employment situation. Now, we're not quite where we were prior to the start of the Great Recession, or a little bit before the Great Recession. But I would say when you think about how scarred many people were from that experience, And when you also think about the demographics of how many people are in that 55 to 65 range, so the aging of the baby boom, to have a quits rate this high given those two features, I think is actually quite remarkable. Looking at the payroll employment growth, we had a very strong number last month. The average over the last 3 months was a little over 180,000. When you look at this chart, it just highlights that while the unemployment rate has been coming down, the payroll employment has stayed fairly strong. So if we continue to get payroll employment at this kind of rate, it would imply much more pressure for the unemployment rate to come down. So I would expect that over time, we're going to want to start seeing payroll employment that more reflects growth in the labor force that we're expecting over a longer period of time. If we want the unemployment rate to stabilize, we'd be looking at a payroll employment substantially lower than this over the next couple of years. In terms of the unemployment rate, I'm just showing the U3 unemployment rate right now. The unemployment rate has improved quite dramatically. I showed two different forecasts here. One is the blue chip consensus forecast, which I know a number of people in this room actually participate in the blue chip, and the S&P median forecast. That first green dot is they perfectly overlap at 4.5, so there's actually a blue dot behind that green dot. And if you look at the second observation, you can see that the green dot's a little bit lower than the blue dot. What that tells you is that first, if you think 4.8% is full employment, we are going to overshoot by the median expectation of the SEP. SEP has us going down to 4.5% and staying there. The blue chip forecast actually has us dipping down a little bit more. And as I'm going to explain over the course of this presentation, I actually think the blue chip's a more likely outcome, that we're likely to get GDP growth faster than potential. If we continue to get growth faster than potential, I don't see the unemployment rate leveling off the way the median SEP had it leveling off at 4.5%. I would say my own view of where full employment is at 4.7, so we're 0.1% off my own estimate, but I do expect to be at 4.5 by the end of the year. So I'm one of the more optimistic people in terms of where full employment is, and I would be concerned if we were to drop significantly below where we think the unemployment rate would be in the longer run. Labor force participation rate, something that got a lot of attention during the election. By and large, this is being driven by the demographics in the nation. You can see, though, that it has been leveling off. That isn't because the baby boom has stopped aging. So my expectation is that over time, that trend actually is going to continue to be going down. So while it has been a sign of a relatively robust labor market, and certainly a good sign for the economy that the labor force participation rate has improved a little bit, my expectation is that we'll continue to follow that trend line down over time. So I'm not expecting that to be a factor that's going to necessarily prevent the unemployment rate from falling further. Finally, the median duration of unemployment. Again, this is a chart that shows fairly dramatic improvement in the median duration of unemployment. We're not back to where we were prior to the Great Recession. In part, that's because some of the very long-term unemployed have stayed long-term unemployed. So we haven't seen as much improvement on that, which has caused the median duration to not improve quite as dramatically. But nonetheless, a very substantial recovery from where we were. So overall, from the labor markets have definitely been improving. We're seeing it in the payroll employment. My own assessment is that there's very limited slack in the economy right now. The unemployment rate is likely to be, by the end of the year, according to both the SEP and the blue chip forecast, under our estimate of where unemployment rate should be in the long run. That is also with three increases included in the December SEP. So despite gradual increases in the interest rate, the SEP is expecting that we'll be at 4.5% by the end of the year. Employees are becoming more comfortable switching jobs, so it is a sign that participants in the labor market are actually seeing this improvement. The duration has normalized, and if we really think that growth is going to be above potential, I think we're going to increasingly hear what I'm already hearing when I meet with employers, which is that they're having difficulty finding the labor that they want. And it's not just somebody who's doing cybersecurity, which is the kind of stories that we were hearing 4 or 5 years ago. It's a whole gamut of jobs. So one of the jobs that we hear in Boston is they're having trouble finding bakers at some of the restaurants in town. That's not the kind of job that you would necessarily expect to have shortages of. It's just a sign that it's pretty widespread that we're seeing more difficulty in hiring for a variety of different jobs. So I've highlighted that I thought we were going to grow faster than potential. So let me talk a little bit about how likely that is and why I'm expecting that. So these charts just show the quarterly real GDP growth, and you can see we ended the second half of last year reasonably strong, certainly stronger in the third quarter than the fourth quarter. But looking out at the blue chip consensus, you're seeing that for all four quarters, they're expecting growth slightly above 2%. That compared to my potential of 1.75% would imply further drops in the unemployment rate, which is quite consistent with what the forecasts were we were seeing before. A lot of that's being driven by personal consumption expenditure. Consumption has been quite strong, again, with strong payroll employment growth, with personal income growing reasonably rapidly, with improvements in wealth coming from the stock market. It's not surprising that we're relatively optimistic when it comes to consumption. We had a strong retail sales number this morning. So I am expecting that we're going to continue to get some reasonably strong consumption numbers, because that's roughly two-thirds of GDP. That's going to be a pretty strong boost in terms of where we think the economy is going. But there are obviously other weaker sectors. So in some sense, we're getting stronger growth in consumption. We're finding some of the other components of GDP are likely to be weaker. The most obvious one is exports. You can see that exports have gotten much weaker over the last year and a half. Our foreign partners are not growing nearly as rapidly as we were hoping. And we're seeing an exchange rate that is appreciated quite substantially. Those are conditions where it shouldn't be all that surprising that we're seeing exports being a little weaker than they would be in the absence of those two factors. So overall, we have much stronger consumption. Some of the other components are likely to be a little weaker. That averages out to me to be a little bit above 2% growth. That more than 2% growth should be enough to continue to get the unemployment rate to decline. And this just shows you the forecast of real GDP growth. It shows the S&P median and the blue chip forecast. As I've said, I'm closer to the blue chip. It's only a few tenths of a percent. We're actually getting in the range where a few tenths of a percent over time starts making a difference. So if you think that 1.75% is the potential for GDP, if you're getting something more like 2.25%, 2.3% over the course of the next year, that's a half a percent growth. You use some standard rules of thumb, that is going to be very consistent with the kind of unemployment path that I was showing you earlier. So my own estimate is that we are likely to not have the flattening out that is embedded in the S&P forecast. And that we're actually likely to be growing a little bit faster. With that, that would be enough to bring the unemployment rate down. So that gets us to what are we going to do with monetary policy? This just provides the S&P median forecast. The median forecast currently is for 3 increases over the course of this year. That was as of December. My own expectation is that that is reasonable, but I think that there is a reasonable risk, actually, that we'll have to do more than 3. So the economy is continuing to improve. Most forecasters are expecting above potential growth, gradual tightening in labor markets. So that's pretty consistent across forecasters. Such a path is very consistent with what we've been saying in our statements, that we're going to gradually remove monetary policy accommodation. We've been unusually patient over the last 2 years. I don't think we can be nearly as patient going forward as we have been in the past. In my view, the median S&P is a reasonable forecast, but I think there's a risk that we're going to have to move a little bit faster than it's in the median S&P. And I think that there, despite that, there's an awful lot of uncertainty at this time. So anybody in this room that's doing forecasting is quite aware of how perilous it is right now. There's a lot of uncertainty internationally. There's certainly plenty of uncertainty also domestically. And without knowing a better sense of where fiscal policy is likely to be over the next couple of years, it is pretty difficult to come up with a forecast. So I would just highlight that whether you're in the blue chip or whether you're in the S&P, that kind of uncertainty is probably substantial enough that this forecast could change quite dramatically if some of those conditions change. So it's with a pretty big standard error that I'm more with the blue chip, but I do think that this is good news. The fact that we're talking about removing accommodation a little bit more quickly is a reflection of where the economy is and where we expect it to be. And I think it's certainly a good sign that we're talking about possibly removing accommodation while gradually a little bit more quickly than we've done today. So that concludes my remarks, and I'd be glad to take some questions.